We envision Singapore where every citizen is treated as a first-class citizen, regardless of background. So, our manifesto, it introduces this new vision for us, for Singapore, anchored in 5 tangible pillars of progress. We want the pillars of progress to be tangible, not intangibles. And these 5 pillars are collective prosperity, citizens' dividend, comprehensive housing reset, a caring healthcare, and civil freedom. These are the new 5 C's, a framework for a Singapore where prosperity is shared, dignity is upheld, and opportunity is a promise for all.
Economic insecurity is rising, and many Singaporeans struggle to afford their basic needs despite working longer hours. So our commitment in collective prosperity is first to shift away from a GDP-focused policies. Right? So shift from GDP-focused policies to a well-being economy that prioritizes fair wages, job security, with a citizens first hiring policy, and sustainability growth for all and not just for the elites. Secondly, support local businesses, especially the micro and small enterprises, by ensuring fairer procurement policies, tackling late payments, moderating rents, making grants more accessible, so that the local entrepreneurs who create jobs and drive grassroots innovation can thrive in an economy that has increasingly prioritized large corporations and foreign investments. And thirdly, we want to look at safeguarding sustainability and our planet. By taking decisive action to address climate challenges and promote sustainable living, to protect Singapore's green spaces and biodiversity by prioritizing brownfield redevelopment and ensuring greater transparency in land use decisions. Singapore in lower income brackets already struggle with financial insecurity. Without proactive measures, the income gap will widen as global economic pressures mount. Temporary schemes like vouchers or rebates provide momentary relief but fail to offer the consistent support needed right in the face of this historic global challenge. So our commitment around here is a few things. First, champion the citizens' dividend, right? An unconditional cash transfer that serves as a financial safety net for all Singaporeans. Starting with the most vulnerable, it will progressively expand universally, ensuring a reliable income floor for everyone. Secondly, we should address the challenges of the global job crisis. The citizens' dividend provides financial stability in a world where job scarcity and underemployment become the norm. It empowers individuals to seek better opportunities, reskill, and also innovate without the constant stress of financial survival. It serves as a safety net for Singaporeans in an uncertain future. Third, we should prevent societal fractures. The safety net will reduce poverty, strengthen resilience, and protect the dignity of Singaporeans, ensuring no one is left behind in this unprecedented economic transition. Fourth, we should build a fairer, more resilient economy. By distributing wealth more equitably, the citizens' dividend creates a foundation for shared prosperity, reducing inequality and fostering a more inclusive society. And fifth, opportunity for every Singaporean. The coming decade demands bold solutions to prepare Singapore for this global upheaval. The citizens' dividend is not just a policy, it is a necessity. It positions Singapore as a resilient nation that protects its people while building a future where every Singaporean can thrive in an uncertain world. Rising prices are also making it harder for young Singaporeans to own homes. While many Singaporeans upgrade or downsize as their needs change, escalating housing costs make these transitions more difficult, especially for first-time homeowners. A lack of housing options also forces lower-income Singaporeans into rental cycles. Currently, the bottom 20% of income earners struggle with home ownership as they have limited pathways. So, without intervention, they are locked out of property ownership, and that further deepens the inequality. So our commitment here is to champion SERS for all, S-E-R-S. So every HDB estate should be eligible for selective on block redevelopment scheme, ensuring older flats retain value and are renewed instead of being left to decay. Ensure sustainable price appreciation. We do so by managing HDB price growth at 3 to 5% annually through better calibrated land valuation, housing supply adjustments, and market intervention tools to keep public housing within reach. Expand public rental housing and introduce a rent-to-own scheme. This proposal will provide a structured pathway to home ownership.
How much it will cost? It will be in the billions, that's for sure. I think it will be in the range of about 2 to 4 billion per year. Yeah. So we think that there will be in that range. But the number is in our shadow budget that we presented. But I think in principle, we must have the political will to make this a reality. Because the world is, like we said, the world is changing. In the past, dividends like this, they may not be a mainstream thought, but now it has become increasingly more so. Alaska has such a fund. So we need to see how this is possible, and we need to pilot it for people. Yeah. I mean, of course, as a responsible and credible opposition party, we are not asking for our reserves to be touched. We are not, right? There are, I mean, if you look at our surplus this year, there was like 4.4% of surpluses. That is a lot of money. You actually don't need to touch our reserve to reserves for this citizens' dividend. Year after year, I think the Singapore government has got a track record of having surpluses, and I think a lot of this can be covered from the different taxation that we have. We don't believe in draining our reserves. I can't emphasize that enough, because this is a Singapore in which my daughter and my son lives. This is a Singapore in which I have grandchildren, in which my grandchildren will live, a Singapore where they will raise their own families in the future, long after I am gone. And of course, speaking personally, I don't want our reserves, our umbrella for the rainy day, you know, to be non-functioning. As a responsible political party, that's not our intention at all. So we will make the proposals that we have put forward, they can be made operational if we have changes, if we make changes to our tax policies. Our policies today, we feel it favors the rich, or rather the super rich, the billionaire class, the elites, and the well-connected over ordinary Singaporeans. I cannot stress that enough, because inequality is the real deal that we are fighting. It's not race, language, or religion. I mean, it's not that race, language, or religion are not fault lines. They are fault lines, but they will be with us for a very long time, and we will learn how to navigate them through the generations. And we have done that. We have done that, right? So the biggest fault line we feel is the class divide. The high says, the low says, and whatever else says you have in between that. I think that's a gap that we need to better fix, and that's what this manifesto is all about. We want Singapore to be united. That's what we want. And this is a torchlight towards that more united Singapore. This is our vision. This is our compass.